KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have light rain and 68 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Our weather forecast is calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again late this afternoon, a high around 84. So far, 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. In the news, a 19-year-old man from Nebraska was injured after the motorcycle he was driving crashed Monday as he was being pursued by the Iowa State Patrol in Pottawatomie County. Officials say Joshua Holmes of Omaha was transported by Crescent Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Officials say Holmes' 2005 Honda zipped past two semis on the inside shoulder of southbound Interstate 29 during the pursuit. At milepost 67, the cycle entered the median, went out of control, and rolled several times before coming to rest in the median. The crash happened at around 5:47 p.m. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Officials of the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, or SURWA, on Monday issued a boil advisory for a portion of southeastern Cass County distribution system. SURWA said the system has had chlorine residual that was below the allowable standard in the area that includes Bridgewater and Lyman. The levels have been below tolerance since Saturday night, and due to the potential of bacterial contamination, it was being recommended that the water be boiled before using for drinking or cooking, or that an alternative source be used. SURWA says residents in the Bridgewater and Lyman areas should not drink the water without boiling it first. Should bring all water to a boil, let it boil for 1 minute, and then let it cool before using or use bottled water. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, and food preparation until further notice, as the boiling kills bacteria and other organisms that may be present in the water. Water as it is may be used for bathing and other similar purposes. The system was being chlorinated and flushed to restore the residual that's needed. The first set of bacterial samples will be taken this morning after the system flushing was complete. The first set of samples this morning and the second set of samples will be taken tomorrow to ensure that the water is safe to drink. Now, pending the results of those samples, the advisory should be lifted by Thursday morning. The advisory is a precaution until the bacterial sample results are available, and SURWA was working with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to resolve the situation as quickly as possible in order to restore water service and then lift the advisory. And the Adair County Emergency Management Agency reported late yesterday afternoon that the city of Fontenelle was experiencing a major water leak. The leak affected customers west of 3rd Street on Highway 92. Officials had been trying to pinpoint the location, but the water was not coming to the surface as of last report, and they were trying to get the water leak detection company into the city as soon as possible. Meanwhile, if residents of Fontenelle saw any water coming to the surface in that vicinity of 3rd and Highway 92, you should let a city employee know. You can also call the sheriff's office. Officials said they will try to get the leak fixed as soon as possible, but that may not be until today under the worst-case scenario. Police in Red Oak report a local man was arrested late last night on an assault charge. 28-year-old Ryan Joseph Pullen of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:45 p.m. in the 700 block of North 7th Street in Red Oak. Pullen was charged with aggravated domestic abuse assault. He was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond. And officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce yesterday announced the entertainment for this weekend's Atlantic Fest. Live entertainment includes gymnastics, dance routines, singer and songwriters, and solo instrumentals all day during the day on Saturday, August 9th, and into the evening. The entertainment will start at 10 a.m. Saturday and continue until 11 p.m. at the main stage at 6th and Chestnut, with the band Exit 113 being the evening entertainment starting at 8 p.m. Saturday. They perform a wide range of music styles for everyone, focusing on favorites from the 50s and 60s. A complete schedule of Atlantic Fest is available at AtlanticIowa.com. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Francis Marnon, age 73, of Anita, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Francis Marnon will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Dean Bartleson, age 63, of Irwin, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dean Bartleson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Harris, age 95, of Greenfield, died Friday in Ames. Funeral services for Mildred Harris will be today at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Matthew Woodrowicks, age 26, of Avoca, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Matthew Woodrowicks will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jackson Lee Pilgrin, age 2, of Greenfield, the son of Jonathan and Cassandra Pilgrin, died Sunday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Jackson Pilgrin will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. William Nichols, age 27, of Sacramento, California area and formerly of Lewis, passed away on August the 2nd from a single vehicle accident. Celebration of life services for William Nichols will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Randall Lamb, age 59, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died Friday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Randall Lamb will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Anita, died Thursday. Memorial services for Sherry Denny will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Norma Cousins, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Cousins are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.